My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankee Spring Training Podcast for Wednesday, March 3rd. Yankees beat the Blue Jays 4-1 in Tampa. Home runs by Gary Sanchez, Derek Dietrich, and Robinson Chirinos. Corey Kluber threw two perfect innings, struck out three, needed only 22 pitches. More on that detail in just a little bit. Bigger news earlier in the day regarding manager Aaron Boone. Boone leaving the team for a few days for a medical issue relating to his heart. A pacemaker was installed Wednesday at a hospital in Tampa. He is out for a few days, it seems, before he rejoins the team. It immediately raised some antenna as a serious issue when you're talking about the heart. For Aaron Boone, it's something he's dealt with for a long time. He has had heart-related issues. It's actually born with it, but the discovery of it goes back to his playing days at USC, when a routine physical as a freshman at USC in the early 90s revealed what Boone described as a murmur that just needed to be monitored for a while. There was nothing really to do about it. It was just something that he was born with, and the doctors said it's something that they need to watch. Well, regular checkups every year revealed nothing. There were no symptoms. And then in 2009, the doctors said to him, that thing we talked about, it's probably time to fix it. And so he required open heart surgery in 2009, got through that, recovered, and played at the end of that season to finish off his playing career, retiring at the age of 36. And then he moved into broadcasting, now managing. Still nothing had happened, but as Boone revealed today, mostly in a statement, that he had experienced some different kind of symptoms over the course of the last 6 to 8 weeks, some fatigue, shortness of breath, things like that, and the diagnosis was that he needed this pacemaker installed. So he left the team today, but before doing so, he made sure to record a video that went out to players today. And it was a very upbeat message to them, just detailing what he was going through and that he would be back soon, and have the players keep their eyes on the prize here early in the spring. And keep going about their routine. General Manager Brian Cashman addressed reporters today, filling in some of the blanks. And, the details of the procedure, what I just kind of told you, it was completed on Wednesday, and he went as expected. And again, he is expected to be discharged from the hospital anywhere from 24 to 48 hours. And could rejoin the team in as little as a few days. But as he detailed, Boone's dealing with this, not only just dealing with it internally, but also talking to the team and other members of the organization for Brian Cashman, Boone's attitude, his presence, his demeanor, all how he set a tone with everything. It's just part of what he's brought to this organization. And here's Brian Cashman going into some detail.
At first, when you hear pacemaker, you know, it kind of sets off a lot of alarms of concern. And it's why I wanted to try to provide a reassuring tone here, because if I could replicate Aaron Boone's demeanor and his, you know, the information sharing that he was providing, like, I literally felt so comfortable, you know, that, you know, he really, you know, no one's going to do more research than the person that's going to be going through this. And he's the one that's dealt with the doctors and made the decisions of who and where and when and the reasons why. And, you know, I felt so comforted by the way he communicated with me on it, that he put me at ease. So although you don't want anybody going through any surgeries and you worry about that aspect, and, you know, certainly you'll say a prayer, and we all are and will. But we also know at the same time, he's in good hands, and that when you do all the research, on it, there's, you know, you get a lot more comfort that this has become such a, I don't want to overstate it by saying it's a routine situation. It's, you know, certainly it's a serious circumstance, but it's a circumstance that's been perfected to such a level that in almost all cases, you know, people really get through it, and there'll be a newer, better version of Aaron Boone waiting on the, returning to us in the next 48 hours. I know he'll feel so much better than he has obviously in the last, say, 2 months, because he has been paying attention to things that he's been experiencing, whether it's shortness of breath, being more tired during workouts, things of that nature. And I don't want to speak for him, but things that he has shared with me in that conversation a few days ago, that he had connected with his cardiologist and doctors alike, as well as trainers. And so they've walked through the proper testing because of what he'd gone through 12 years ago. And the determination was, after the testing results came back, that a pacemaker was needed. And so extremely smart individual to listen to his body, respond to what his body was telling him, and not afraid to act on it. And now we're all obviously all aware of the path he's been walking for the last month and a half to 2 months.
The Yankees bench coach is Carlos Mendoza, who's worked side by side with Boone for the last couple of years. He will assume the manager's duties here, and did for the game against the Blue Jays on Wednesday night. But he understands just holding Aaron Boone's place for a few days.
Boone, it's not only our leader, but, you know, he cares so much about all of us. You know, he's a brother, a father, you know, a friend to all of us, not only coaches, front office, but the players. And obviously, you know, we are all praying for him and his family, and we wish him well, and we're hoping to have him back, you know, pretty soon here. So, yeah, we'll miss his presence. But again, the message from here was go the right way about it, the same way we've been doing it. That's the focus from him. So that's what we're doing here today and moving forward.
If you were on social media today, you saw all the well wishes from across the baseball world for Aaron Boone as he deals with this and recovers. And that included the Mets manager, Luis Rojas, over in Port St. Lucie.
My respect for Aaron, first of all, and he's very welcoming to me when I came into my position. You know, fellow manager from the same city, and I have so much respect for him. And I'll find out more, you know, the details, but my prayer and thoughts are with him and his family right now. I want to, you know, just pray for the best with him. So I wanted to share that with everyone here, because I found out when I was in the game, just the word got spread around real quick.
The players, Yankees players, as we said, learned from a video that Boone sent this morning each player on the team, what the situation was. And as Brian Cashman alluded to, it was really Boone's attitude and his presence throughout the whole thing that kind of set everybody at ease. Corey Kluber's new to the Yankees, but this is what he thought Boone's video to the team meant to players on the team as they dealt with this inside the clubhouse.
You know, it just kind of reaffirms how much he cares about the guys in the clubhouse to know, you know, take the time to make a video to send, because he was worried about how we were going to receive the news and just, you know, try to, you know, put our minds at ease and stuff. And, you know, we're not the ones that are, they're going through the procedure or anything like that. So, you know, I think it, like I said, I just think it just speaks volumes to how much he cares about the guys in the clubhouse, the people that work for the organization, everybody.
As for the game now, Corey Kluber told you 22 pitches in two scoreless innings. He struck out three batters. A good first look for Kluber. The Klubot, as he is known, doesn't show a lot of emotion, even when speaking about his routine, as you'll hear. I asked Kluber how, as a guy who's been through many first outings of the spring, how this one comes to ones he's been through in the past, and this is how he answered.
Yeah, I'd say pretty similar. You know, probably went as smooth as I've had. I don't know if that's good or bad. And, you know, I think that obviously there's going to be a point in time where you're going to have to work yourself out of a jam, or you're going to have to, you know, kind of work through a long inning, things like that. So, but as far as physically, I feel like I'm in a good spot. You know, I think we've touched on it before. I don't think that I feel like, you know, I'm out there with any thoughts of the injuries or anything like that, that I've dealt with in the past. You know, in my mind, I'm just kind of, I'm in a good spot. I'm just trying to prepare for the season the best I can.
Gary Sanchez hit his second spring home run for the Yankees. This was another long shot to right center. You recall the first one the other day was over the center field batter's eye at Steinbrenner Field. Well, hitting the ball up the middle, always a good sign for hitters. Giancarlo Stanton, who played his first game of the spring tonight, went 0-for-2. He has had a lot of really good up-close looks at Gary Sanchez, batting practice and games, and he thinks that Sanchez just hitting the ball right now with some good timing and hitting it with a lot of power to straightaway or the opposite field, that these are good signs, good at-bats for Sanchez in the early going.
Yeah, that's big. You got to be able to use the field from foul pole to foul pole, especially when you've got the power that he does. So, and it lets you recognize the ball later and make better decisions when you attack the zone. So it's a great first look, and he just has to build off of it.
Now, clearly it's early right now, but a little confidence doesn't hurt for Gary Sanchez. I asked Carlos Mendoza if he thought Sanchez was playing with more confidence in the early going.
He's early. He's early, yeah. But the fact that he hit the other day the ball over the batter's eye of a 97, 98, and today again, you know, another fastball, it's good to see him have resolved this early. But again, it's spring training, and we're happy with the work he's putting in behind the scenes. So,
Derek Dietrich trying to win a bench job as a non-roster player. Robinson Chirinos as a non-roster catcher, both with home runs here in the early going, and some more good bullpen work for the Yankees as they beat the Blue Jays 4-1. In Tampa. We appreciate you listening here daily. Hope you continue to listen daily. You can check out my Yankees spring training podcast and Ed Coleman's on the WFAN.com homepage. And you can get us on your podcast platforms, Apple, radio.com, at the WFAN on demand page. That's where we will live all spring long, bringing you the daily updates as the Yankees get ready in Tampa. The regular season is now just less than a month away. April 1st is opening day, and it'll be here soon. So thanks for continuing to come along for the updates. Come on back, and you can get all the links to everything on our Twitter, my Twitter, at YankeesWFAN. I'm Sweeney Murdy. Thanks for listening.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care
of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees.
How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.